Devolution. Narok Governor Patrick Ntutu has decried delayed disbursement of funds to county governments, saying it has crippled service delivery in the counties. Ntutu said the county allocations should be channeled to the specific counties on time to enable smooth planning and implementation of projects. The governor spoke at Sekenani Gate in the Masai Mara National Reserve after commissioning a newly constructed Simba Bridge along the Talik River and four water projects built by the county government. Ntutu, who was accompanied by a host of members of county assembly, revealed that his administration had put measures to boost revenue collection at the Masai Mara National Reserve, which has contributed to increase in revenue collected from SHUSH, 3 billion in 2022 to SHUSH, 4.7 billion in 2023. The governor has been moving around the county to commission mega projects built by the county government in the financial year 2022-2023, where each of the 30 wards was allocated SHUSH 100 million for development. The MCAs led public participation forums in their specific wards and residents named the projects they wanted prioritized. The projects are now complete, he said. The locals lauded the project, saying it's a big win to the residents, who have been trekking long distances to search for clean water for their domestic chores. Simon Oltila said during the rainy season, the residents had to use alternative routes from Sekenani Trading Center to Talik Trading Center, as there was no bridge to cross River Talik. He reiterated that foodstuff and other perishable goods would rot on the way, causing people to incur huge losses. Another resident, Emilio Muli, said the bridge will connect the Talik area to Sekenani area and boost the economic growth of the people. This is a major bridge that connects two major trading centers. It will facilitate a smooth flow of both the locals and tourists who flock to this area to see the wild animals, he said.